you'll hear five different cyclists talking about a long-distance race they took part in. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
This was my first bike ride across the really difficult ground. When you ride at speed on rough tracks, it's hard to find an easy riding position, and as a result, you get an unpleasant stiffness in your back. You can stand up on the bike, and that sometimes helps, but it didn't with me. On the contrary, I found myself flying over the handlebars a couple of times, landing on soft grass, luckily. If the bike had been damaged, I'd have stopped then and there, but it was okay. I carried on to the end, but the slight pain in my back didn't get any better.
Speaker 2.
We cycled through towns and also through remote areas, and everything was fine until I came to a hilly bit. I knew I had an advantage here, because I'm good at speeding up slopes. No aching muscles for me. But at some point during the climb, I noticed one of the wheels needed adjusting. I'd been told before the start that there'd be a support team, so even if your bike broke down, they'd be there to help you immediately. Well, they certainly weren't capable of running things properly, because I had to wait far too long, and so was one of the last competitors to reach the finishing line.
Speaker 3.
I'd been involved in all the planning stages of the race, and so it seemed a good idea to take part. However, halfway through, I realised my best option was to turn back. I hadn't done enough training. In a race like that, you need to keep a regular speed, even when you're going up what looks like a mountainside. If you are not fit enough, your leg muscles may seem to refuse to keep on pedalling hard. I saw other riders speeding past me. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I thought this is silly. I may end up with a torn muscle. So that was that.
Speaker 4.
Well, I think I was just plain unlucky. I came up this village road and there were all these cars moving slowly uphill. There'd been an accident or something. Anyway, it was impossible to overtake them on such a narrow path, so they slowed me down. I'm content with what I've achieved, although I didn't win any of the prizes. Basically, I managed all the difficult bits of the race, and I know that if it hadn't been for that problem, I would have had a good chance of winning. Also, my bike was great. I'd had it repaired recently and wasn't sure it would stand this test.
Speaker 5.
I have lots of cycling experience, but I knew this was going to be a long race, and your muscles can get very tired and strained. But I was ready for the challenge after months of weightlifting to increase my strength. In fact, I could almost say I overdid it because I developed an elbow problem a couple of months before the race, which fortunately was not serious. But I certainly wasn't expecting my bike to give me any trouble. But that's what happened, unfortunately. I had started the race feeling fitter than ever, so it was all the more disappointing that it had to end like this.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
This was my first bike ride across the really difficult ground. When you ride at speed on rough tracks, it's hard to find an easy riding position, and as a result, you get an unpleasant stiffness in your back. You can stand up on the bike, and that sometimes helps, but it didn't with me. On the contrary, I found myself flying over the handlebars a couple of times, landing on soft grass, luckily. If the bike had been damaged, I'd have stopped then and there, but but it was okay. I carried on to the end, but the slight pain in my back didn't get any better.
Speaker 2.
We cycled through towns and also through remote areas, and everything was fine until I came to a hilly bit. I knew I had an advantage here, because I'm good at speeding up slopes. No aching muscles for me. But at some point during the climb, I noticed one of the wheels needed adjusting. I'd been told before the start that there'd be a support team, so even if your bike broke down, they'd be there to help you immediately. Well, they certainly weren't capable of running things properly, because I had to wait far too long, and so was one of the last competitors to reach the finishing line.
Speaker 3.
I'd been involved in all the planning stages of the race, and so it seemed a good idea to take part. However, halfway through, I realised my best option was to turn back. I hadn't done enough training. In a race like that, you need to keep a regular speed, even when you're going up what looks like a mountainside. If you are not fit enough, your leg muscles may seem to refuse to keep on pedalling hard. I saw other riders speeding past me. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I thought, this is silly. I may end up with a torn muscle. So that was that.
Speaker 4.
Well, I think I was just plain unlucky. I came up this village road and there were all these cars moving slowly uphill. There'd been an accident or something. Anyway, it was impossible to overtake them on such a narrow path, so they slowed me down. I'm content with what I've achieved, although I didn't win any of the prizes. Basically, I managed all the difficult bits of the race, and I know that if it hadn't been for that problem, I would have had a good chance of winning. Also, my bike was great. I'd had it repaired recently and wasn't sure it would stand this test.
Speaker 5.
I have lots of cycling experience, but I knew this was going to be a long race, and your muscles can get very tired and strained. But I was ready for the challenge after months of weightlifting to increase my strength. In fact, I could almost say I overdid it, because I developed an elbow problem a couple of months before the race, which fortunately was not serious. But I certainly wasn't expecting my bike to give me any trouble. But that's what happened, unfortunately. I had started the race feeling fitter than ever, so it was all the more disappointing that it had to end like this.
That's the end of part 3.